How would you like to win the Essential Lutheran Library, a set of 9 Reformation resources, including the Lutheran Study Bible, Lutheran Service Book, Luther's Catechism, Treasury of Daily Prayer, the Lutheran Book of Prayer, Reading the Psalms with Luther, Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, Law and Gospel, and the Lutheran Difference? If you join or renew your membership in our monthly or annual giving program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club, by Reformation Day, October 31st, you're eligible to win the Essential Lutheran Library. We'll announce the winner on All Saints Day, November the 1st. You can find out about the benefits and levels of the Issues Etc. Reformation Club at issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, or call Craig at 618-223-8385. Join or renew your membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by Reformation Day, October the 31st.
Let Jesus speak now in the worlds of politics, business, arts, science, technology, and social media.
You treat your pastor the way you would treat Jesus. You make his life miserable, don't think it's because you love Jesus. You make your pastor's life miserable, it's because you hate God.
Nowhere does the Bible teach that being a Christian means that your sinful desires go away.
Did God really forgive my sins when the pastor pronounced me forgiven, when the water of baptism was poured on to me, when I ate Jesus' body and blood in the Lord's Supper? I didn't see any forgiveness of sins, but I trust the promise.
Western New York State Independent Baptist pastors love Issues, etc.
Well, we're coming off of a Reformation Sunday observed. Reformation Day actually doesn't roll around until Thursday this week. But coming off of a Sunday where many churches were observing Reformation Sunday, I've noticed what happens a lot with those kind of occasional sermons, those special Sunday sermons. The text becomes a pretext and disappears. Of course, the set gospel reading for Reformation Sunday is an odd place. It's always seemed a little odd to me. John chapter 8, some familiar words, if the sun sets you free, you will be free indeed. Of course, these words have great significance in the history of the Reformation, and that's probably why they're the gospel reading. But you would think that on a day when the church is remembering the Reformation and those events, the best thing to do would be to preach a sermon that remembers the text, that John chapter 8 text. And so many Reformation sermons don't. They become history lessons, or they become something about Martin Luther, a little hero worship, a little hagiography. What would a sermon sound like if we actually stuck to the text of the Reformation pericope, John chapter 8? If the sun sets you free, you will be free indeed. The truth will set you free. Well, we're going to find out here in the first half hour of Issues Etc., reviewing a sermon from Pastor Brent Kuhlman, preached at a Reformation festival at Christ King Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa. The text, John chapter 8, that I just mentioned. I'll read it for you in a second. We'll review this sermon here on Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, October the 28th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. In the second half hour of the program, we'll be talking about apostles remembered on this day, Simon and Jude. Now, Jude is kind of a shadowy figure because we don't know whether this is the Jude or a different Jude wrote the epistle called Jude. But we'll cover it anyway with Dr. Curtis Giese in Hour 2 of Issues, etc. The entire second half hour will be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Hezekiah praying and averting disaster for his people in 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19. Pastor Tom Baker of the podcast Law and Gospel will be our guest for the entire second hour of Issues, etc. Now, you can join us for these 2 hours in front of us, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. And you can also send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Now, whenever we review a sermon here on Issues, etc., we do it the same way. We use the same three-part diagnostic. Now, that diagnostic is not difficult, and sometimes it's not readily self-evident as to what we're doing. The first part is, how often is Jesus mentioned? Just how often do you hear the preacher specifically mention Jesus, our Savior? Not a generic reference to God or to the Lord or any other kind of generic reference to the deity, but specific mention of Jesus. That's part number one. And a good way of keeping track of this while you're actually listening to a sermon is just pull out the bulletin or the little card they have in there. They always have one of those little midget pencils. Start keeping a simple running tally of how often you hear Jesus mentioned specifically in the sermon. Now, if he's mentioned many times, then you can go on to part two of the diagnostic, and that is Jesus the subject of the verbs? A little grammar for you to do as you listen to a sermon. What does it mean? It means every sentence has a subject, a verb, and a predicate or a direct object. Is Jesus the one who is doing the verbs, doing the action of the verbs? Is Jesus the subject of the verbs? Now, if Jesus is often mentioned and he is the subject of the verbs, there's only one more part of this diagnostic, and that is, what are the verbs? Because you can have a sermon that preaches Jesus doing things, Jesus mentioned, and the subject of the verbs, but the things that he's doing are not necessarily the things that Scripture has him doing or that a Christ-centered, cross-focused sermon ought to focus on. And that is this the Jesus who merely inspires, helps, motivates, coaches you from the sideline, gives you good advice, gives you an example to follow? Or are these verbs the verbs that the New Testament, the Gospels, assign to Jesus? The Jesus who lives for you, suffers for you, dies for you, rises again for you. There's a big difference there. So how often is Jesus mentioned? Is he the subject of the verbs? And what are those verbs? Now, the text for the sermon we're going to hear on this Monday afternoon, John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are the offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you can say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The son does not remain in the house forever. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Let's listen to this sermon preached yesterday by Pastor Brent Kuhlman at a Reformation festival at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa.
Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, do you believe in Jesus? Oh, good, I'm glad, that's wonderful. And so for those of you who believe in Jesus, there is life in his name. There are those in the text who believed in Jesus too. Now let me ask you another question. Will you continue to follow him? Will you continue to be his disciple? Was that a yes? Oh, good, that's wonderful, that's great. Now, to you who believe in Jesus, and to you who want to be his disciples, he offers everything and all that he can give to faith. And what is it that the preacher Jesus gives? Are you ready for this? Can you handle it? All that Jesus gives you is his word. Jesus says in the text, if you abide, remain, continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. Yes, it's his word, only his word. And his word is never a nothing. Let there be light. And there was light. It does what it says. It gives what it promises. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. Starving preacher Jesus overcame Satan's very religious temptations in the wilderness with, "It is written. It is written. It is written." And so we sang the hymn, "One little word can fell him." Most amazingly and most incredibly, Jesus gives himself to you with his word of promise. Entirely and completely, to be God for you. With all of his Good Friday benefits, all of his Easter gifts, all of his Pentecosting you with his Spirit. That's what he gives to you in his promissory word. Now imagine, brothers and sisters, for the first time in your life, hearing preachers from their pulpits categorically proclaim that you are forgiven completely and only because Jesus died for you. That his blood purifies you from all sin. Or as the epistle put it today, you are justified freely by God's grace, through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus, who is the sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. Many, many called such preaching reckless, irresponsible, unfaithful, and some said that kind of preaching is heretical. But those were the sermons crafted by preachers sent to the church from the University of Wittenberg in the 16th century. You want to talk about being given good news? You want to talk about finally hearing the truth? Talk about truly, truly, for the first time in people's lives, being set free. At the time of the Lutheran Reformation in Saxony, here is what the pastor would say to the sinner in holy absolution. The pastor would say, "Glaubst du auch, dass meine Vergeben Gottes vergeben sei?" I better translate for you. Do you believe that my forgiveness is God's forgiveness? And the person who was there before the pastor would say, "Ja, lieber Herr." Yes, beloved pastor. And then the pastor would say this, "Wie du glaubst, so geschehe dir, und ich aus dem Befehl unser Herrn Jesu Christi vergebe dir deine Sünde im Namen des Vaters und des Sohns und den Heiligen Geist. Amen. Gehe hin im Friede." As you believe, so it may be to you. And I, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive you all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, go in peace. And that was it. The pastor speaks only what the Lord would have him say, the Lord's word. All based on the mandate and institution word of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 16, in Matthew 18, and John 20, for the church, through the holy ministry, to forgive sin. Thus the absolution, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, Reverend, what about my sorrow? Huh? What about me making amends for my sin? I mean, contrition and amendment of life are important, aren't they, Reverend? Yeah, they are. But they have nothing to do with Jesus forgiving you. Are you forgiven because you're so sorry? Are you forgiven because you promised to change the way that you live? No. Double no. You are forgiven only because of Good Friday Jesus. Only because he Good Friday'd you with his "It is finished" proclamation. And then he Easter Sunday'd you. The absolution stands by itself. The absolution, Christ's word, does and gives then precisely what it says or what it promises.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll come back to this sermon preached yesterday by Pastor Brent Kuhlman at a Reformation Festival at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa. The text is John chapter 8. You can hear the text coming through, by the way, can't you? It's a good, refreshing thing to hear a Reformation sermon that isn't a history lesson on Martin Luther. It doesn't stray from Luther's theology, but stays fixed firmly on the text and the Christ who stands at the center of that text. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. More sermon review after this.
Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Give me the good news of God's only Son. Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Give me his body.
Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Preaching Christ and Him crucified. You're listening to Issues Etc.
He's the most Lutheran man in the world.
I'm not always in Pensacola, Florida, but when I am, I attend Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
Congregation of Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Pensacola, Florida invites you to join us for divine services on Sundays at 8 or 10:30, Sunday school and Bible class at 9:15. Whether you're in Pensacola to enjoy the white sandy beaches of the Emerald Coast or for military training, we invite you to join us. Jesus is here. Word, water, bread and wine for you.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Stay Lutheran, my friends.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is a biography titled The Mother of the Reformation, The Amazing Life and Story of Catherine Luther. This new Reformation resource provides an inside look into the daily lives of Martin and Katie Luther. The Mother of the Reformation is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or you can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org. The Mother of the Reformation, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're doing a little sermon review here in the first half hour of this Monday's Issues Etc. Pastor Brent Kuhlman preaching a Reformation Day sermon on John chapter 8. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Jesus talking, abiding in my word, you are truly my disciples. Coming up this Saturday, November the 2nd, from 8 o'clock until noon Central, Concordia Publishing House is having its famous warehouse sale. They set up a big tent. You get to go in. They have all sorts of things up to 75% off. They're located at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. That's just south of Highway 44, 3558 South Jefferson. Show up for the Concordia Publishing House warehouse sale, November the 2nd, 8 to noon at 3558 South Jefferson. You go around the back of the building. That's where they're holding the sale. You will not be disappointed. On this Monday afternoon, October the 28th, the sermon preached on John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. Pastor Brent Kuhlman so far has taken us into the text of, well, kind of the introduction by way of the Reformation, into what the Reformation really means, what it means to abide in Christ's word. And he's talking here about the simplicity of confession and absolution, the simplicity of what you speak to your pastor and what you hear from him. And we've just heard him say that the absolution stands alone. The absolution, Christ's word, does and gives precisely what it says and promises.
Forgiven you are then, according to our Lord's mandate, according to his word. When you hear the holy absolution spoken by the called and ordained servant, you are hearing the voice of Christ himself. Now don't misunderstand, the pastor's not Christ, but when he speaks the word of Christ, you're hearing Christ himself. This is what they were taught. Viva Vox Christi. The absolution, the words of Christ, the living voice of Christ for you. And the Reformation exploded and grew. Why? Because the word of the Lord was having its way in the church. If you continue, if you remain, if you abide in my word, you're truly my disciples. Now, imagine going to church and never hearing the words of institution or, you know, the Lord's words for the sacrament of the altar. Pretend you live in the medieval church. In the medieval mass, the priest turned his back to the congregation and whispered the Lord's words over the bread and wine in order to change them into the body and blood of Jesus because of an indelible character given to him in ordination. No one could hear him. Only when the bell rang and the priest elevated the host or the cup did you know that something was going on, namely, that the priest was offering the body and blood of Jesus to God the Father as an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the living and the dead. The dead in purgatory. I repeat, you didn't hear the words of the Lord. At the time of the Lutheran Reformation, all of that changed. Now the pastor, instead of whispering the words at the altar and you just hearing the bell and seeing only an elevation, the pastor faced the congregation with the bread and the wine in his hands as he belted out, what do you think? Christ's words, loudly and clearly, for the entire congregation to hear with their ears and to believe with their hearts. Which words of Christ? The words by which he instituted the sacrament. You take this bread, you eat it. This is my body and it's given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Drink from this cup. It is my blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Do it as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Again, when you hear the words of Christ, it's the Viva Vox Christi, the living voice of Christ, to you and for you, proclamation to you, his promise that again, your sins are forgiven. That's certain and sure, because he says so. Consequently, the body and blood of Jesus were no longer offered to the Father as an atoning sacrifice for the living and the dead. Instead, the body and blood were bestowed by Jesus as his gift for sinners, just as he instituted the sacrament. Yes, the Reformation blossomed, and the Christian people of Germany and all over Europe knew what the Lord's Supper was, that it's the gospel. And since the sacrament is the gospel, a disciple of Jesus cannot be without it. Nothing would repent, nothing would prevent Reformation Christians from receiving the Lord's most holy body and blood and believing his promise that their sins are forgiven. If you continue in my word, if you remain, abide in my word, you're truly my disciples. Are you now still willing to be his disciples? Does our Lord's preaching that I've quoted to you today, does that offend you? Are you picking up rocks to throw at his head? Do false divinities hinder you from following the Lord Jesus anymore? And what other words captivate you, enslave you, bind you? The word of false lords, false gods, or idols, very tempting. And one idol in particular, I'll call it materialism, pleasure, and play. This is the American Trinity. And this idol speaks. She commands, you will have no other gods. And tragically, many hearts cling with all their might to materialism, pleasure, and play, expecting to receive all their good, all meaning in life from all-powerful, all-satisfying, and all-seductive God materialism, pleasure, and play. But this idol, this false god, oh, she shows no mercy. Totally merciless she is. Ruthless she is. She gives no Sabbath day rest for anyone. Seriously, no rest ever. She has slaves, bound and captive slaves to the sin of her idolatry. Materialism, pleasure, and play will not allow her slaves to hear someone else's word. And whose word would that be? Christ. But, you know, Jesus, the Christ, the one true God, he speaks anyway. He will be heard to break and to crush all idols, to save slaves from the hellacious consequences of their wicked idolatry, to bring slaves to repentance and faith. Yes, repentance and faith, even for you. Jesus, through his word, would turn you away from your sin and then turn you to himself, only to himself. You and I are not immune to the wiles and temptations of idol, materialism, pleasure, and play. And so the one true God speaks to you today, the God-man in the flesh, with all his Calvary wounds showing and pouring from those gaping bloody wounds all his saving benefits into your ears and hearts. Will you listen? Will you be given to with all that Jesus has to give? After all, faith comes by hearing Christ's word. Faith in Jesus that saves you comes by hearing his word. Or will you, like so many that we have dreadfully witnessed over the years in our lives, fall away from following Jesus and becoming slaves to the false gods that promise so much but only deliver hellacious results? If you remain, if you abide, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. And my word, Jesus promises, will set you free from the slavery of sin's idolatry. The Lord's word today is this for you. He says to you today, I died for you. I rose for you. I am God for you. And I am God for you the most when I took all your sin in my Good Friday mercy seat body and answered for all of it. All your sin is forgiven and salvation is entirely and totally yours. Here's another word of promise from the crucified and risen Jesus. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Yes. And another word is this that you'll hear again. You eat this bread, you drink this wine, and it too is for you. My Calvary body, my Calvary blood for you to eat and drink. And I promise you, your sins are forgiven and I am your Savior. So, if you continue, if you abide, if you remain in my word, you're truly my disciples. So, brothers and sisters, happy Reformation Sunday, and happy being his set free disciples, sons and daughters who live in the Father's house. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, that's the sermon for Pastor Brent Kuhlman on Reformation Sunday, preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa, on John chapter 8. Isn't it nice to hear a Reformation sermon that recognizes the remembrance of the Reformation, but focuses on what made the Reformation, the clear, unambiguous, and comforting word of the gospel from the very mouth of Jesus Christ himself. When we come back, we'll spend some time in this first hour with Dr. Curtis Giese. The church is remembering on this day two men about whom we know little more than their names. Now, Jude, we might know more depending on which Jude we're talking about, and the church has a hard time answering that question. Is this disciple the Jude who also wrote that short epistle that appears near the end of the Old Testament? We'll find out on the other side of this break. It's Monday afternoon, October the 28th. You can join us with questions or comments as we remember, along with Dr. Curtis Giese, Apostle Simon and Jude, for the next half hour. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll be right back. We now have 7 Spanish language transcripts of Issues Etc. that you can download for free.
Ahora tenemos 7 transcripciones en español de Issues Etc. que se puede descargar gratis.
These broadcast transcripts cover the 6 chief parts of Luther's Small Catechism and include a teaching on why do bad things happen.
Estas transcripciones cubren las 6 partes principales del Catecismo Pequeño de Lutero e incluyen una enseñanza que se llama ¿Por qué pasan las malas cosas?
Guests include Matt Harrison, Peter Bender, and Carl Fickenscher.
Los invitados incluyen Matt Harrison, Peter Bender, y Carl Fickenscher.
You can download and print these Spanish transcripts for free. Just go to issuesetc.org and click Publications.
Se puede descargar e imprimir estas transcripciones en español gratis. Solo vaya a issuesetc.org y haz clic en publicaciones.
In the 1500s, the reformers grieved over the view people had of their callings in life, believing work done for the church superior to work done anywhere else. So the reformers worked to restore a proper balance. But as it's written in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. 600 years later, with the thought of everyone a minister, haven't we gone back? The CLCC has released a new seminar on the doctrine of vocation, an important Lutheran teaching that has fallen into disuse over the years. The solution is to start teaching it once again. The seminar contains four lessons, with a standalone overview lesson available for circuit convocations. Serving our neighbors through our vocations is essential for the task of evangelism practiced according to Scripture. Contact us to schedule your seminar today at theclcc.org. That's theclcc.org. And please, consider joining the CLCC or making a donation to help us bring these powerful but low-cost seminars to the laity. theclcc.org.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Pacifica, California. Messiah Lutheran, Danville, California. Faith Lutheran, Capistrano Beach, California. Grace Lutheran, San Mateo, California. Our Savior Lutheran, Grand Rapids, Michigan. St. Paul Lutheran, Hamel, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Brookfield, Illinois. Grace Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin. St. John's Lutheran, Mayville, Wisconsin. Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crestwood, Missouri. Faith Lutheran, Plano, Texas. St. Paul Lutheran, Austin, Texas. University Hills Lutheran, Denver, Colorado. St. John Lutheran, Topeka, Kansas. Peace Lutheran, Alma, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Imperial, Nebraska. And Trinity Lutheran, St. Charles, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues, Etc. 300.